So for the past 2 weeks, you guys switched places, and now you've switched back to places. Of course, Chopper and Alex are here. Chopper was in Manila. That's why we haven't had her on the show. Alex was in Canada. That's why we haven't had him on the show. And now everybody's back in their respective places. Welcome back to the countries. Of course, Alex and Chopper, and you're welcome everybody to the AMAs.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Ano ginawa mo? Ano ginawa mo, Chopper? Nag-ano? Pinapakita mo lang sa social media, yung exercise, boxing, pero alam ko may inuman doon na mo, no?
Of course. And Chopper drinks a lot, right? And she exercises a lot.
Tama na.
I don't know. I'm gonna be quiet already because...
Yeah.
It's,
he doesn't like it when I share like that I exercise.
No, it's not that I don't want you to share exercising. I don't want you to self-promote as much as you do. Like that's my thing. Like don't know what I feel like I need to intervene in that. Like stop talking about yourself. Stop talking about yourself. Talk about other things. Please show a photo of other things.
You know, which I have.
You know, I'm sabi ko. Okay, so here's what I do. I want to know if this is true for you guys. When I travel, yung unang tae ko when I come back, smells like the country that I came from. So, kung uwi ako sa Pilipinas, kung tatae ako, may states yun. Like, I really smell it, the difference. And then kung galing ko Pilipinas and tatae ako, I can actually smell it. It's the last thing left.
Talaga?
Yeah, it's the last thing left.
Amoy states side
po. Ang social din ang amoy ng tae ng ano, galing sa ibang bansa, promise.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm the... Again, I don't know, Alex, if you consciously are aware of this. I am very consciously aware of this. And it's always an interesting thing for me.
Hindi ko napansin. Ako hindi ko napansin.
Yeah, you should try.
Buti na na-mention mo. Ako napansin ko yan plus yung bagahe. Yung bagahe.
Yung bagahe talaga.
Amoy yung malamig siya kahit mainit na. Ganon.
But the only natural organic thing when is yung kung tatae ka, you can honestly still smell your most recent destination. I always find that fascinating.
Baka kasi doon sa pagkain.
May ginawa ako. May, di ba, may isang po akong brief na luma na napansin ko. Kasi nagpapayita ako ng brief ng every year .
Yeah.
Ng buong batch. Bibili ako ng 30 na brief. Tapos papayita ko yung mga brief ng nakaraang taon. Para ang simbolo nun is the changing of the guards, mga ganun, bagong tao. Nakalimutan akong gawin nung di ako natatawa, di ako nagbibiro, Chopper, kasi nakalimutan akong gawin nung January. Ang ginawa ko, dinala ko yung mga brief ko doon sa iniwan ko lahat ng brief ko, paghubad ko, tatapon ko sa somewhere sa Vancouver and Toronto.
Wow.
So meron akong 10 brief na na-scatter ko sa Vancouver and Toronto and Canada. That's my gante for bringing your garbage here. and that's somewhere in Toronto and Vancouver, nagtapon ako sa Niagara ng brief ko, nagtapon ako dyan sa Whistler.
Sana yung may skin marks na brief para...
At yung EBS ko from the Philippines, yun yung matindi. Doon ko tinapon sa downtown Vancouver, doon sa isang basuran. So somewhere, alam ko may
Gumante,
CSI.
You're true Bayani.
Oh yes,
Alex,
may CSI. May CSI sa Canada ngayon trying to figure out bakit may serial thrower ng brief.
Sa Canada. Welcome to the show, everybody.
No, promise.
It is Good Times on the Podcast, Year 11, Episode 34. Of course, it's the AMAs. Alex Alieha back from Canada.
Black brief yun. Black brief yun.
Nagpa-black brief.
Lahat black brief?
Black brief. Hindi ako talaga nagte-technicolor. Hindi ako nag-white brief.
Talaga?
Oh, ayoko mag-white eh.
Bakit?
Kasi makikita ko yung nicotine, mga ganun minsan.
Anong nicotine?
Minsan may EBS ka na.
Yeah. Oh, skin marks.
But it's not even just skin marks. Like, kung ihe. Diba? Like, because when you pee, and I've said this, there's a couple of ml that still get stuck in your dick for maybe the first, 30 seconds. That's the same thing when you have sex, right? When you have sex or if you jack off, there's still, like, your brief kind of still sticks to your dick because there's
residue.
Right, yeah. There's kind of like a late surge.
Should they make,
of small...
like, brief liners for that? Because women, we have panty liners.
Who cares? No, we don't care.
No?
What the fuck is...
Para hindi nila kailangan ng brief.
You're so pure, Chopper. Paano mo paglalim ba ipag-sex sa utas ba yung ito? Guys, excuse me, may liner pala yung brief. Destroys the vibe, man. It destroys the vibe.
Hindi naman makikita pag tinanggal mo yung brief.
Nahulog yung liner.
Yung liner.
Yung liner ng brief.
Nakadikit. Parang di pa merong mga face mask na may insert tapos tinatanggal mo na lang yung insert. Dapat ganun din sa brief.
No. Yung visual kasi nung parang yung hotdog namin nasa hotdog bun eh.
Hindi ganon. Nakalapat lang dun sa cloth. Grabe.
Ay, nako.
I guess that's not a good business idea.
Hello, nope. Alex. Hello, Alex. You left your brief liner here sa house. I don't want to see it.
You should have thrown it in a trash can. Do you know how to dispose of a brief liner?
But like, imagine how much more shitty and foul our CR would be. Because they're men's CR. But like, we've talked about this, right? It's just so disgusting. Imagine if guys used a liner, how much more we would find a way to fucking be grotesque with that.
Oh, yung brief liner na yan, hindi na yan para sa bird, pati na rin yan sa puwet.
Yeah, gagamitin natin.
Ang haba nun, nakaganon yung sa front, all the way back.
Alex, I've got a question for you. So, you've been in this situation, nung nag-CR ka, di ba, kailangan matumae, tapos walang toilet paper. Uh-oh. What did you use as a substitute for toilet paper?
Kung sa Canada, nag-spread ako ng mga brief.
Yeah.
Pagka-worse na talaga yung sitwasyon, brief ang pinupunas ko at di ba yun ang maraming brief.
Yeah.
Or panyo.
Yeah, well, that would be obvious, right? Panyo and brief, I think. But has anybody ever used anything else? I remember...
Sando. Nasubukan ko na mag-sando. Wala nang sando sa loob.
Yeah, that's easy. Yeah. Sando tapon.
Hey, careful kayo. Careful kayo. Baka may pangalan.
Yung sando.
Yung pangalan nyo, Alex Calieja.
Uy, tani, Alex Calieja.
Ako, like, sa porta potty, like, bago mag-race, babe, and I didn't have
anything. Porta potty?
Yung portable na potty.
Okay. Yung
bago mag-triathlon, babe, wala akong tissue, walang wipes. And I thought, maiihi lang ako. Pero kasi ninervyos ako. Alam ni Mo yan, eh. Bago mag-race, biglang madjejebs ako. All I had was my hoodie. Kasi naka-wetsuit na ako, eh. Yung hoodie
social,
on top.
Social, oh. Hoodie?
So, actually, hoodie pa nga ni Mo yun. So, wala na yung hoodie na yun. Oh, iniwan ko na doon.
Oh, shit.
Iniwan ko na doon.
That's my favorite hoodie. I remember talking about this on the radio and somebody said yung resibo ng bus. Or
maliit!
Yeah. Yung, di ba, maliit lang yung resibo ng bus. That yun yung gamit nila pang punas ng pet. That's what I always thought was very kind of interesting. Anyway, let's get romantic. It is a love advice show. You call the program. You guys know how it works. We talk to people all around the world. We're going to the US. We're going to Canada today. We are going to Manila, I think, a few times. And let's go ahead and work this out. You guys ready to go?
Yes.
Let's take our first call and we'll talk to Bong Bong. I already hate this guy.
Sino sa tumawag?
Bong Bong, you are...
Akala ko may papaayos ba sa atin?
Bong Bong, you are 45 years old. You're in Los Angeles, I believe, right? Los Angeles? Yes?
Yeah. Hi. Yeah.
Hey, Bong Bong, welcome to the show, man. This is Alex. This is Chopper. And yeah, thanks for being here. What do you got, man?
Hey, how are you? Alex, Chopper, Mo.
Hey, Bong Bong.
No. Yeah. Are you a supporter?
Hell no.
Okay. What's your... Oh, what's this here? All right. Anyway. Okay, well, good. You should change your name.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks. Anyway, okay. What's up, man?
Yeah, nag-message ako sa'yo, like, kailan ba yung kahapon? Right?
I believe so, but no one else read that. So, what did you want to talk about?
Yeah, question ko paano mag-overcome dun sa naging, ano ba, hobby pa yun matatawag? Or na-addict kasi ako sa massage, you know, massage with something else. So, hindi ko na realize yun up
in Los Angeles,
now.
Is there a huge community of
something else?
Yung extra service. I think he said massage.
Yeah,
something
extra service.
Else,
yeah.
I mean, babe, you had a massage business.
We didn't have extra service.
I know, but you understand when you say something else, it means more. I think even the legitimate massage places are going to have guys who are going to ask for extra service. No, when you say, well, okay, when we establish extra service, though. What does that entail? Is that like a hand job? Does it come with a blow job?
All the way.
Oh, yeah. Really? They do that.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you say addict, how often are you going?
Well, hindi ko siya na-realize before. So one day, nakikinig ko sa inyo, and then some episode about, sinabi ni Alex about massage. And then sabi ko, I think
ang kasalanan niya ako yun. Tingnan na addict sa'yo, dahil sa'yo.
And then later on,
may pamilya akong tao, madami mo. Okay, go. Go.
No, later on, na-realize ko, parang I'm spending too much money sa ganon.
Okay.
And it's been like months or probably a year now.
So
let's go with, either you tell me how often do you go, or you tell me how much per session, tell me all, how much per session is the cost, and how often are you going?
So, iba-iba. Like, sa LA ang dami nun, you know. So, parang naging, parang massage parlor hopping na.
I get it. Alam that's mo. Not answering your question, though.
So,
the answer is a number, not a hobby.
On a low day, siguro mga 800 a month to 2,300 a month.
US dollars.
Pangbayad na ng bahay.
Yes.
Yan.
US dollars. Okay, so you're spending anywhere between, what did you say? Like almost 45,000 pesos on the low end to as much as 120,000 pesos a month.
Yeah.
On spackle. And that puts you at once a week or like what's that? Two times a week?
Average twice a week.
Twice a week. Okay.
Average.
On average. Wow. Man, for a year, huh? And is this taking up a lot of your cash? I mean,
mas gusto ko sa ano eh, frequency mo eh. Mas ma-define ko sa frequency. Kasi halimbawa, ang amount na yan, dalawang puntahan lang yan, mahal nga lang. Ilan ang ano, per week, ganun, para may idea tayo.
Well, no, he said two times a week, minimum. Or average. Average is two times a week. I concentrate a little bit more on the amount of money than the frequency because, I mean, a guy's going to be horny. He's going to be hornier more than two times a week. And this guy has something, if he's got the means to address his horniness, then he's got the means. But what I want to know is like, what are you giving up when you're spending that kind of money? Saan nagagaling yung pera na yun? Is that money that would have otherwise gone to, you know, bills that you're now having a hard time paying?
Bakit ba buong-buong ang pangalan niya mo? Tinatanong mo kung saan nagagaling ang pera mo?
Tama. Ate na
yun.
So I mean, let's do this. How much money do you make a month?
Like 6,000.
So one-third ng pera niya na pupunta sa spakol.
Yeah, so right. At most, a third of your salary is going to this. Now, that's... if you can save a third of your money, that's considered very good savings. 30% is nearly damn unheard of. That's a great amount of savings. So your savings is going to your hobby, and all of the other money is going to your bills and everything else. So you're essentially not making any money because you're spending anything that you will actually net make on prostitutes. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yun lang. Wala. Single. No kids. No wife. Yeah, nag-focus dun yung attention ko. Kasi parang, alam mo, yung relationship before, how many times?
Yeah.
Hindi nag-work out. So parang, you spend a lot of time, effort, and then money. And then wala rin. Most of yung mga relationship is long distance.
Well, the money is a wash because you're still spending that, right? Depende lang sa return of investment mo.
Right. And what's the energy behind all these prostitutes? Are you seeing the same masahista every week, or are you going for sheer numbers? Like, I want, you know, 100 new girls a year on my list. What's the mindset?
No, walang particular. Okay. Alam yan. Kasi sabi natin out of 10, siguro 7 of them, yung talagang okay.
You go back to the same girls.
Yung itsura nila, okay, parang artista sa Pilipinas. You know?
Oh, wow.
Some of them mas okay pa, you know.
Yeah.
So, walang babalikan. Sometimes, nabalik. But, parang, alam mo yung thrill na pupunta dito. Pag minakita ka, oh, you know what? I'll check this one out.
How do you ask? How do you know that a place offers that?
Simple. Parang sa Vegas. Mga massage, nakalagay open. And then, close out. That's it.
No.
I don't understand like what that. What do you mean?
May sign sa labas, parang alam mo na.
Yung, di ba usually massage, open, tapos kita mo yung in a way yung loob, you know, yung decent one.
I'm assuming there's like neon lights and
shady one. Yung glass, doors naka-cover, you mean?
Right. I think you can tell. There's like neon lights.
Yung iba, parang. Cortina lang, alam mo yung shady yung dating.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking place like that. Okay, anyway, so what's the question?
So,
alam ka ba yung iba?
Yung first.
Ano si sila Asians? Are they Asians? Are they Americans?
Oh, yeah.
What are they?
Most of them,
like Koreans?
Lahat sila Asian.
Okay.
Chinese, Korean. So,
yeah. Tanong niyo lang si Alex kung meron doon sa Canada.
Lumayo ka pa, tapos di ka makumuha ng puti.
That's the fantasy. That's the fantasy.
Fantasy ni Alex.
Okay. So, what's the question, man?
So, may... yun nga yung background, di ba? Yung mga relationship didn't work out. Sometimes gusto ko nang i-cut. Pero nahirapan ako lalo na pag may, kanyari, nasa summer, nagda-drive ka, tapos may nakita ka parang ayaw mo na, pero mapupunta ka dun. And ang question ko is, ano yung best way para i-stop yun? Kasi alam ko madaling sabihin, okay, just stop it. Pero pag ikaw na yung nandun, alam mo, lalo na pag you're single, wala kang inintindi. Maski konti may kinikita ka. Parang anytime, pwede kang pumunta. And sometimes, nakapag 3-4 times a week ako.
Damn.
God, ang daming pera na ano?
Dude.
Sa'yo, pag sabi mo ng summer, ang sa'yo, season, ang pagkarinig ko, parang pangalan na masayista yung summer. Di ba, magaling mo pangalan na ano. Kaya medyo na ano. Medyo may problema nga itong tao na to.
Listen.
Medyo mabilis lang. Hindi ka ba natubukan mo na ba yung masturbate solution? Yung pag kinakati ka, mag-masturbate ka, nawawala yung ano mo?
Yeah. Pero yung thrill ng pagpasok mo na, oy, ito. Or,
yeah, okay. Nasolve mo na ba na baka libog? Kasi ganyan ako minsan, pagka libog lang yan, ibate mo, pagkatapos, matatauhang ka. Mamumove ng konting isang araw, tapos the following day, bate mo ulit hanggang sa ma-solve natin yan.
That's a really, really good piece of advice. There, sometimes, and that, it's not even just with sex. Halimbawa, you're gonna buy something and you don't think you can afford it. If you jack off, you honestly, there's gotta be some scientific experiment or some shit that tells you that this is true. If you jack off, you're gonna save that money.
Jack off ko, tapos maano yung isip ko na, ay, nga, hindi naman pala importante yun. Nagpapatawa lang ako, pero
nagawa ko na yun.
Sa ano mama, may ano, lakad ako na, putang na, parang, ano, pag-jackal ko, di importante to. So, okay to.
Okay diba? Lang, oo.
Hindi, na-try mo na ba yun? Hindi.
Oh, yeah, many times. Alam mo yung parang, ano, impulsive shopper sa online. Parang si ginagawa sometimes, sabi nga ni mo dati kay Chopper, nag-click lang, that's it, may darating na ng package. Something, parang ganun din ako. Alam mo yun, parang, ayoko na, okay, stop ako 3 days, 5 days. And then, one day, parang, you know what? Anong meron dito? Yung nagda-drive ka, walang plan. Basta may nakita ka lang ganung setup. Parang, okay, check ko lang. Pero pagpasok mo, parang, okay to ah. So, sometimes, wala nang choice. Parang, okay, sige, try natin to. Alam mo yun, nahihirap umalis sa ganung situation. Although, alam mo yun, ayaw ang gawin, parang desperate. Pero dahil nga sa mga failed relationship, parang quick solution.
You know, I think you've said single a couple of times. You just said failed relationship another time. I'm assuming a lot of these massage places, it's not fruitful sex. We've talked about this before, right? Meaningful sex versus meaningless sex. Like I can understand the appeal of going to a massage parlor that offers a full sex experience or whatever, if your energy or reason for doing it was, I just want as much variety as possible. I want to fuck 100 girls, like I said. Like, if those were your quote-unquote goals, this is a harder hobby to break. But if your goal is, well, I just need to have sex because I'm single, I don't have a girlfriend, I would like to have sex 3-4 times a week, which is, I think, most guys would want to do that. You're 45 years old. That's not out of the ordinary to want to have sex that much. If you're going to these places to check off that need, then I would, my number one advice to you is find a girlfriend, because the sex is meaningful. You don't have to use protection. Maybe you don't have to use a condom. Like, I'm assuming you would have to in a place like this. And if you don't, I'd be terrified. Even the money that you're spending, if you spent it on your girlfriend, $2,000 a month, that's a lot of fun you can have that goes beyond just sex. If you have someone to share that with. Now you're talking about traveling. You're talking about eating at the best restaurants on top of the sex that you're going to have with somebody you actually like a lot. So again, if the reason why you're doing it is because you want to have sex, my solution to you is go find a fucking girlfriend. because there's so much more you get out of it for the same amount of money if we're talking about finances.
Isn't nga magiging eventually bababa pa gastos mo niyan
dahil. Yeah. I mean, if I had a $2,000 a month budget on fun with my wife, we are having a shit ton of fun.
Yeah. Walang,
I mean, like,
walang GTWM.
Yes. Yeah, walang GTWM, and I will probably have a lot more sex than you know I'm having. So, so it's your gain in all aspects when you spend that kind of money on a girlfriend is going to be there. Where I'm wrong is if, again, if you tell me, no, Mo, I'm there for the variety. I want to fuck Koreans. I want to fuck Chinese. I want to fuck Latinas. I want to fuck white people. I want to fuck Filipinos. I want to fuck the whole United Nations. Then I'm going to be like, well, then, you know, that's a harder habit to kick. So again, I will ask you one more time, Bong Bong.
Yeah.
Why do you do it?
Longing for someone, I guess, for a few...
Get a goddamn girlfriend. Get a goddamn girlfriend.
No, yeah, I understand. I need a girlfriend. Siyempre, gusto ko yung seryoso. Just like I told you before, yung LDR hindi nag-workout. I called you before.
Yeah, but you know naman, listen, Bong Bong, fucking LDR is not a girlfriend, okay? LDR is a fucking headache. That's not a relationship that I ever endorse on this show. Maybe one in a blue moon, I'll say fine. But you know naman, you listen to this program religiously or regularly or whatever, you know I'm fucking against it. Because for this reason. No. So when I say find a girlfriend, I'm talking about find a girlfriend in the city that you live in that is accessible for you and her to have fun and spend $2,000 a month on fun. And the chances are you're going to get a hot girlfriend.
Well, yung another question, because I work 6 days a week, 10 hours a day, right?
Yeah.
To 12 hours a day. So I don't have time. So yun time nurse. Rest day. I sleep the whole day.
Ang narinig ko sa puro
sa yung samba yung magandang
wait, hold on.
I guess ko na, that's the addiction talking eh. Hindi yan, ano, hindi yan new. Ano, if you really are serious, you find a way. Maraming mga excuse to fail eh.
You think this guy's an addict? You think he's an addict?
Hindi kasi lahat na lang sinasabi natin is for helping. That's maghahanap ko ng excuse. Di ba ang isang addict will find an excuse to continue with the addiction? Kaya kasi ang sinasabi na 6 days siya nagtatrabaho, 10 hours siya, for the excuse na hindi siya makakuha ng isang serious relationship. And that will, para sa deep inside, ma-justify niya yung pagpunta-punta na ngayon sa, malamang nga yung pagpayo natin ng find a girlfriend, baka maghanap ka naman sa magazine ng need a girlfriend? Pamunta na naman dun sa, ang ibig ko sabihin, Pareng Bongbong. Maraming excuse. 'Di ba? Para mag-fail sa buhay. All you have to do is find that window to be successful. Maraming mga tukso. Sound cliche, no? Pero papunta ka na naman sa excuse eh. At 10 hours akong 6 days ako.
I'm still 2 excuses away from me not believing him. Because the 10 hours, so clearly you're a nurse, no? BBM?
No, I'm not.
What's 12 hours, not. 6 days? What job is that?
I'm managing a store.
The fuck?
Store? Anday po pasok na
bilhin doon sa store. Oo nga. Doon ka makakami.
Pinagtatrabaho nga sa kuweba, nagkasuta eh.
No. Sa States, dito sa atin, iba compared sa Philippines. Sa Philippines, madali eh. I called you before. Meron ako 8-9 girlfriends all at the same time sa Manila. Madali. Sa States, hindi. Lahat may schedule. Chopper, Mo, you know that, right?
Fine. So, sure.
Yeah, but that's
so,
what it takes to have a relationship.
It's not impossible. Oh. It's not impossible. And neither is it. I wouldn't even say it's that difficult, okay? When you have the kind of money that you're willing to spend on activities... And these activities will help you find a girlfriend. That's just the God's honest truth, right? You'll be able to come across something. Now, it's been a year since you've been doing this spuckhole thing or whatever you guys call it there in Los Angeles or whatever they call it here in the U.S. It's not like this is ingrained in your DNA already. I'm not going to buy that you're an addict. I'm not going to say that you're addicted to it. You're 2-3 excuses away from me saying, okay, now I'm worried. Now, Alex is worried about it. I don't know if Chopper is worried about you being an addict to sex or an addict to prostitution. I just think it's convenient.
I was going to say it's convenient.
It's convenient for your schedule. It's convenient for your needs. It falls within your budget. You're not spending an outrageous amount of money on it. You're not starving. You're not paying your car or not paying your house because you're fucking paying prostitutes. But it is a cause of concern, and you can be better off spending that money on a real fucking girlfriend. Now, the problem with our advice is money equals girlfriend, and does it really equal love? Well, I don't know. I can't guarantee you, but I bet you right now that you have a better chance of getting a fruitful relationship than jumping into the fucking Asian massage parlors doing what you're doing.
And Bong Bong, like, the thing is, because you said that you want a relationship, so I'm going to address that. The more that you continue spending time and money on these spas or these massage places or prostitution, less time for you to be spending meeting or finding a girlfriend.
Well, but see, that's the convenience part of it. The convenience part of going to see a massage parlor and getting your dick sucked or fucking some girl is, well, all of that can be done in 30 minutes.
Hindi ganun, exactly. So, hindi ganun kadali or convenient maghanap ng girlfriend. Pero mukhang nalulun ka na sa convenience of prostitution. If you really want a girlfriend, like you said, you do. You have to come to terms with, effort ka talaga. Hindi yung...
Oh.
Yeah, and the pros...
Hindi totoo yung lugar. Hindi totoo yung lugar. Mahirap kumuha sa Amerika. Nagpunta nga ako sa Canada, 4 na araw, may nakausap na akong bartender, nagka-close na kami.
Oh. Hindi, kung social ka, diba?
Lalaki pa yun, ha? Oh. Hindi, ibig sabihin, nasa change up, lang yan, perspective lang yan, pare. May problema ka na nga sa... Naghahanap ka ng solusyon. May problema ka na nga dyan sa pagpunta-punta. May nagagastosan ka na. So, binibigyan na namin yung alternative. Pero pag ikaw nagbibigay pa ng another excuse, lahat na sasabihin namin, you'll find another ano. Kailangan niyan dagi open, ano ka dyan, open ano, yung mind mo.
Sa mga dating apps naman, di ba, Alex, mo, like, you can schedule it. You know, like, pagka
hindi namin masasagot yan, chopper, dahil
huliin mo kami ni mo dyan.
Ang galing-galing sa mga ganyan. O, di ba, Alex, pag sinabing, oo nga, o, wala na, hindi namin alam yan. Masyado kaming expert para sa mga ganyang innocent question na, di ba sa mga dating app, Alex, mo, matatawa sa reality.
How do you know? How the fuck do you know?
Di ba?
Yeah, you're trying to catch us about the dating app. How the fuck do you know?
We're not amateurs, chopper. Huh? We're not amateurs. We're in a talk show, but we know how to protect our private life.
Putang ina. It's not. By the way, Carl is messaging on Zoom. It's a trap. It's not a trap. It's an admission.
It's not an admission.
Trap for Alex. It's an admission for me.
Yeah. So anyway, like
that's right. Anyway, like, good job, Pooch.
Kinobo mo ba kami, chopper? Yung talagang ano mo ha? Yeah. Di ba masa dating apps, Alex Mo?
What about the sound clip ni Will Smith? Why is Mo's name in your fucking mouth? I mean, okay, all right, back to this guy. Bong Bong, to me, it's really simple, right? Convenience is the plus. Going to a prostitute, going to these massage parlors, the only thing you can get out of it are two things: convenience and variety, okay? The convenience you can address with a girlfriend. And then you also get meaningful sex. You get protectionless sex. You get
companionship.
Yeah, the companionship that you require. You can spend that money for experiences that you two gain from. It's not just for the girl. Because when you're banging this girl, that girl's not enjoying it. That process is not enjoying it. It is a monetary exchange. When you find a girlfriend, it's kind of like a win-win for everybody. So the pros definitely outweigh the cons. The pros are way more pros than there are for having a girlfriend than there are for going to a massage parlor. Same amount of money you're going to spend. In fact, you'll probably spend less on a girlfriend than you are on a prostitute.
Yeah.
Mabilis ang radical lang magmahal. Radical lang magmahal. Pero ito, sasabihin ko sa iyo, tinanggal mo excitement ng ano ng massage parlor dahil mali yung pagkakasunod-sunod ng ano mo, priority mo. Dapat may girlfriend ka para yung pagpunta sa massage parlor, nakaw-nakaw dapat yun. Yun talaga ang purpose nun eh. Nakaw-nakaw to change. But totoo yun. Ang massage ay para lang mawala yung ano monotonous ng ano monotony ng buhay mo, hindi maging monotonous. Yun. Nagkamali ka. Ang nangyari, nag-take over yung massage, hindi mo na mapasok yung shota. Dapat may shota ka na mahal mo at ano lang yan, trip-trip lang yung massage, pang sundot lang yan. Ang nangyari, nag-take over. Sa kay Bongbong to, chopper, kay Bongbong to.
Sabi ko, parang you live... speaking talking based on experience, look, Alex.
You live in Los Angeles, Bongbong, right?
Yes.
Okay. If I told you, and you're saying it's hard to find a girlfriend. Okay. Let's enumerate how many... Los Angeles, huh? How many cars you can... Name me one car that you can spend $2,000 a month on for your monthly bills on a car. What kind of car are we talking about here?
Oh my God.
Chopper and I, we drive Teslas, right? It's just a normal Tesla. No, I mean, Tesla's a nice car. It's just a normal Tesla.
Yeah.
And we're spending...
So Tesla is $50,000.
Okay, yeah. So we're spending what? $500 to $700 a month. Okay, fine.
So probably we're talking about S-Class Mercedes.
We're talking S-Class. We're talking Range Rover. We're talking
the
Porsche.
Roadster, the Tesla Roadster.
We're talking Porsche Cayenne. We're talking fucking Panamera. Yeah. Dude, when you're in LA and you just drive around that neighborhood you're in your fucking Panamera with your windows down, trust me, you're going to find somebody. Someone will be attracted to that shit. Now, are they wrongly attracted to your wealth? It's possible. But
could be
I'm
an
saying,
introduction.
Yeah, what I'm saying is it's
mo hindi nga nag-work yun. I got a nice car.
Ano kotse mo?
C63.
What's that? Fucking Volvo?
No, AMG.
Oh.
What's an AMG?
Mercedes.
Oh.
C-Class AMG.
Yeah. Alam ko, Volvo eh. Sabi ko.
Volvo.
May pati yung car mo, bastos na. Pala Volvo. AMG!
Pero puta ka na naman yung AMG kasi bakang DOM dun.
I was gonna say, hindi parang pangmatanda yun.
Let's fucking roll. Let's roll with something better than that.
Mm-hmm. Tesla Roadster.
I'm not saying you're gonna give up your car because you're fucking riding in a Chideng, but, you know, it's something more fun.
Like a... Then i-follow up ko lang kay Alex yung sinabi niya. Ako baliktad, pag may relationship, straight up, walang
good man.
Hanky-panky.
That's how it should be.
Walang hanky-panky. So,
okay, how about this? How
just
about,
like I said,
okay, all right, how about
I'm single,
fuck.
Kaya...
Okay, listen, bong-bong. All the girls in LA right now who listen to the show, we're very strong in California. It's our number one state for this show, right?
Yeah.
If you are looking for a boyfriend who is straight as an arrow, who's got $2,000 a month on funding that they can spend on you, and he just wants meaningful sex, companionship, and somebody that's not LDR and all of that stuff, DM me. I will give you this motherfucker's number. Okay?
Oh, shit.
I'll be your Tinder. Chopper will be your Tinder.
Gusto ko yan.
Mag-text yan and then they're gonna ask for money.
Ba't hindi mo ako binibenta ng ganyan mo? May same amount din ako niyan, ha?
Asawa ka na, Alex.
Chopper, wag natin idama ibang tao dito, okay? Let's just focus sa show.
Get my wife's
don't
name.
Don't include our personal. Nagkataon lang nakasama ko yung mag-asawa ko. Pero hindi naman kasama yung asawa ko dito. Let's take this as the three of us, okay? And then, tama. Tulungan natin itong...
Yeah. Dude, you're looking for love. Oh. You've got fun money, expendable money to spend. You got a nice little fucking ride.
Oh,
you got a really good job. You live in Los Angeles.
Oh,
where in LA?
Where in LA?
Malibog ka,
di ba? Yeah, malibog ka. You want sex 3 to 4 times a week. No problem.
Anong county yan sa LA? Para,
no, mean, no. Where do you live? Where do you live in LA?
Oh, bigay mo address mo.
Where do you live in LA? Don't give me the address.
Ventura. Downtown? Where's it, Hollywood?
Ventura County.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Ventura County.
Yeah, fuck that so far, man.
Hindi, pero dun yung mayayaman, babe. Westlake
really.
Village. Malapit na doon. Thousand Oaks.
Yeah, but there's also Ventura.
Ala ng village, Chopper?
It's kind of far.
Westlake Village. Hanapin ni Alex yan.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, no, listen. We'll try to hook you up. If that doesn't work, I'm telling you right now, man. Stop spending the money on the prostitutes. Use that funding for a lot more fun. You're going to find a girl. You got a nice ride.
Travel. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Okay?
Ano edad? Hanggang ano edad ba acceptable sa'yo?
Chusy pa ba siya?
Okay, mami.
Wala.
Oh, may nagtatanong na sa chat. Ano daw?
We got Nika. She's in San Diego. Really far from Ventura, by the way. You cannot get farther.
Nika, willing to move?
No. That's fine. San Diego.
Nika,
I got my car
willing
there.
To move?
San Diego.
How hot is this? How hot is this? How hot is this?
It's 2 hours drive. 3 hours. 3 hours.
Sabi ni Carl, female lang ba?
Oh, may bakla. Gusto. Sacramento, bakla. Oh, gusto. Go. Oh.
55 years old. 55
sabi
years old.
Sabi ni Mika, asking for a friend.
Sure.
Natatanggal yung pustiso. Napatanggal yung pustiso para suave.
Sige, how old are these?
Para quits, ano lang. Maski na nurse para quits.
Okay, alright.
Maski na nurse. Maski na nurse. Maski na sarap kaya maging girlfriend ng nurse.
Thanks for the call, Bong. Appreciate you, sir. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you, guys. Okay. Thank you, guys. Bye. Appreciate it.
What store does he manage that he makes that much money?
I don't know, whatever.
Okay.
But
store.
But it's
Dildo
baka
store.
Chanel. Baka mga luxury stores.
I'm not sure we helped him out as much as I would have liked. I would have liked to kind of leave the call with a little bit more feel good, but
something. No, but we're gonna hook him up with a
date. Yeah, I know, but a lot of it had to do with the finances. Maybe Alex is right. Maybe the guy's got an addiction. I don't know. I mean, I'm not 100% sold. He's addicted yet.
Papunta na doon, baby.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because when you he started talking about yung time that he has to spend. Parang nag-excuse siya, wala siyang
time. I don't
think
that's an excuse. If he works 6 days a week, 12 hours a day, that's a lot of time for your
career.
I
know, but you can make time still, like if you want. Like he was able to make time for Spacol.
Babe, Spacol is I don't, I mean,
in LA you have to drive there in that traffic.
We don't know. We don't know if these massage parlors that he's going to is in downtown LA. What if there's one right next to him?
Right next to him still takes 45 minutes to drive.
Nah, it does not matter. I mean, come on. 30 minutes of your time versus all the time put into a relationship. I get the convenience part. There's a convenience to it. I will give him that. There's a variety to it. I will give him that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only thing you get out of it. Outside of that, everything else is bettered by a real relationship.
Alam mo nga, mali nga kasi yung pagkasunod-sunod niya. Kasi, alam mo, nakaka, yung feelings pag nagpupunta ka sa mga Spacol, makukuha mo rin yung emosyon ng mga babae doon eh. Yung pinapatay niya yung ano mo, yung ability mo to feel. So, nawawala yung challenge kasi may babae akala ng lalo na yung mga lalaki hindi masyadong di ba hindi nakikita yung trabaho lang yung sa babaeng kasama niya kaya akala niya nag-e-enjoy umungol-ungol lang yun mga ganoon yung pinaano niya nagiging jaded ka sa feelings mo kaya ang purpose lang naman talaga ng massage in the first place is ano lang yan eh
pang relieve ng stress
yan. Yung nangyari kung priority mo yan pinatay nakita mo ba yung mga babae sa mga so ano nga sa Vancouver nga may mga nagsasayaw ng ubad yung nagla-lap dance.
Yeah.
May mga picture sa labas. So kitang-kita mo. Kinento lang sa akin to chopper, no.
Naikwento
lang. Mo wala
mamamatay. Tatlong
araw mo doon sa Vancouver.
Agad na naman si chopper para mo.
Nasa kaya wala kaya.
Oh, hindi pero na ano siya na yung naiintindihan ko naman sinasabi niya na ano pero katulad nun hindi niya na ma-identify yung babae kung maarte alam mo yun
yeah alright anyway
lahat ng babae binabayaran ako sinasabi ko sa iyo parang walang ka-challenge yun. Iba talaga cliche to iba talaga ang sex na may feelings yung
masarap
may reaction
talaga.
Yung babae
oo,
yung may reaction yung babae at authentic na parang naku yung pati paghalik mo wala ang pag-aalala hindi mo nga mahahalikan yung mga nasa massage nun panginang edits ka nun.
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, that's so gross.
Anyway, we'll take a break. When we come back, we have more of the show. We're full house here tonight on Zoom. In fact, Bumble just sent a message how he wants to jump on the live stream and watch. We are at full capacity here tonight.
Baka makahanap ng girlfriend nga daw.
Yeah, we'll see. If somebody kind
gusto
of falls
mag-viewing.
Out.
Gusto niya mag-viewing.
Yeah. What's the scene?
Antado ka po. Ano ka mo dito? Massage pa.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we have more of the show. You're listening to Good Times and Well, the podcast, year 11, episode number 34. Of course, Alex is here. Chopper is here. Back after this, don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook. Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 11, episode number 34. Of course, the AMA here on this Tuesday morning in the Philippines. Alex Calleja and Chopper make up the group. Of course, with myself, you guys, your calls. Before we get to more of your calls, Alex, you got a big show coming up.
Yes.
Really excited. 1 month to go. I mean, we're 2 weeks away, less than 2 weeks away from the election. But that's second in on your minds, everybody. Number one thing on your mind, Alex's upcoming Music Museum performance. Yes?
Yes. May 27, 8:30 p.m. May tickets. Yan. Ako na sa mga nasa Zoom. Yan. May tickets. It's tickettome.net. Punta lang kayo doon. So, 8:30 p.m. ang start. Marami kayong mga komedyante. Marami nagtatanong sa akin, Alex, sabi ko, ba't di ka nagsusolo lang? Sabi ko, mas okay na may mga comedians na kasama. Kasi you have to rec, parang ma... Maano nyo rin mga up-and-coming comedians kasi I want to help them parang paying it forward kasi may mga nag-help din sa akin before when I was new na sinasama ko sa lineup. Yun naman ang process talaga eh. So, marami. So, ano lang, it's 850 until April 30. Paglagpas noon, 1,000 na kasi tapos na yung tapos na yung early bird. Tapos magbibenta ako ng mga cups doon, mga nice. GTW ano. So, ayun doon sa actual show. So, please 700 yung capacity, nasa around 250 pa lang ako eh.
Okay, well, I mean, let's fill those seats then. Again, it's going to be Friday, May 27th of May at the Music Museum. Tickettome.net. It's ticket, the number 2me.net. Go check out Alex's performance.
Kung hindi kayo pwede noon, spread nyo lang. I-share nyo lang ng share. Oo, kasi may iba. Ay, hindi ako pa pwede. Hindi na siya. Pa-share lang. Ilan lang tulong nyo na. Baka may gustong manood eh.
And
kung wala kayong pera, baka may gustong may pera. Diba?
Nung nasa Pilipinas ako, nakausap ko yung mga kababata ko, yung mga kapitbahay ko, nanood daw sila nung live show mo sa Quezon City. Kasi Quezon City kami. Sobrang nakakatawa daw. At gusto nga nila na may iba rin na kasama. Tapos parang yung ikaw sa ulit. So, nag-enjoy sila. So, mas enjoy daw talaga live and they were really happy na live na. So, definitely take advantage of this opportunity na manood ng live. At sa music, sa music museum talaga.
Oo, sinubukan ko talaga kasi gusto nilang malaki para wa. Saka hindi ko nga alam kung makakalagpas tayo ng May 9 eh. Gusto ko lang may look forward tayo. Kung ano man mangyayari ng May 9, sayang may show si Alex no, nung May 27. Kagulo lang eh.
Kaya lang tapos
nasa kuweba tayo nakatago sa Pilipinas.
GTWM
tayo ngayon, no? Dapat may show ako pero wasak na yung music museum. Pero I'm looking for a new kuweba.
Shit.
Summer in Vancouver, if you're listening right now.
Maniwala ka mo.
Sponsor me.
Sa sobrang tipid ng mga tao. Alimbawa, nagkaroon ng civil unrest ng May 9. Ang una nilang asikasuhin, Lex, paano ba ma-refund? namumundok sila sa somewhere doon sa Bulacan, sa bundok. Mag-message yan, Lex, alam ko magulo na yung Pilipinas ngayon. No? Pero pwede ba malaman ko anong proseso sa pag-refund?
Sayang naman. So, rules, walang refund. Mag-umili. Para lang klaro. Kahit sino manalo.
Ano yan? Ano ako yan? Positive thinking ako yan. Maganda yung mangyayari after May 9. Kaya ang pangalan, May Nanalo. Akala nila, self, ano ko yun, yung May Nanalo na. Ano yung niyo? May Nanalo. Hindi, May Nanalo na. Ibig sabihin nun, sa May 27, siguradong May Nanalo ng presidente. Tapos na.
Oo, tapos na.
Magpo-focus na tayo. May tanong ako mo, bago tayo mag-continue. Alam ko, mangingi tayo na ano, no? Naka-combo naman lagi yung ano natin, no? Yung tickets natin plus yung donation for the GTWM. Baka paliwanagan natin mo muna bago ako magtanong sa'yo. Yan, yung GTWM na donation mo.
Yeah, is, sorry, I just wanted to say something. You can go to anchor.fm/DJMoTwister. That is if you're in the U.S. I mean, I think that's how they're making it work out now. So what Chopper was able to do when she was in Manila, she was able to get the GCash working. I haven't looked at it yet because I've been so busy these past few days, but I'm assuming by next week I'll have it activated and all of you guys can start donating to the podcast via GCash, which is something that you guys have all been asking about. So I'm really kind of excited to bring this to you guys. And obviously it's just kind of in a way to help keep this podcast going. So please do that. Hey, one really quick thing I want to talk about before we get to our next call, if you guys don't mind. And it has to do with the episode from, when was this? Two episodes ago, episode 32 with Tina Wells on the show. Do you know who Tina Wells is, Alex? Has she been on your podcast?
Napag-guess sa akin eh. Pero depende sa kwento mo. Pag masama yung kwento mo, di iwasan natin.
Well, she's been on the podcast before, right?
Amanda Colling,
right? So she was on this podcast during the TV 5 days. You were on one of those shows where she was there. And so on the last episode, she talked about having sex with Kobe Bryant. Okay. And I know that a lot of people were like, that's foul. Kasi Pucha, Kobe tragically died. That was your talking about the night that she was fucking this guy. And a lot of the feedback that we got was, nagyayabang si Tina Wells at yung parang so fast to admit it. Hindi naman, you know, she didn't really, not play hard to get, but it was very open. And I know that when girls talk about sex openly and they're excited about it, other girls are going to get mad and they're going to kind of judge harshly and all of these things. I want to let you guys know what happened off air So it might help you understand the on-air energy that she had.
Alam mo kailan siya nag-sex mo during the night before mamatay si Kobe?
No.
When Kobe was in Manila.
Over a decade.
The whole Kobe thing happened when I think you were on the podcast and we were talking about the girls that Kobe slept with in Manila. Names like Michelle Madrigal came out, Tina Wells, you know, there were a couple of names that were linked to it. And hopefully we can get Michelle on the show here next week or something to kind of maybe clear the air there.
I'm
not sure that's going to happen or not. But anyway, so off air, when the show was going to start, I did not remember Tina in the Kobe chismis thing. I completely forgot. I said that on the show. So when she first got on off air, I said, "Oi, Tina, welcome back to the podcast. Haven't seen you in a while." You know, like plastic lang, because I knew she's been on the show. I don't know when it was or any of that stuff. So I was like, "Oi, thanks for coming back, blah, blah, blah." And she's like, yeah, my God, I remember the last time I was here, sobrang crazy talaga yung buhay ko after that. I go, bakit? And she goes, nakalimutan mo yung kwento? I go, yeah. And then she said, sige, ikwento ko sa'yo. And I said, no, stop. I don't want to hear the kwento. I want, when we get on the show, that's the first thing we bring up. And she says, okay, I had no idea. So when people are getting kind of upset at her that the show just started, I've been getting so many DMs and all this, when the show started, because she starts talking about Kobe, that's because I instructed her to do so. Like, that's what happened. And not that I'm defending anything. Like, there's no reason to defend it. But just more, why did the show all of a sudden just start with Kobe and talking about... I actually instructed her off air, when you get on the show, let's talk about the that memorable moment you had on the podcast, which I have forgotten as well. And I do that with a lot of people. I do that with the callers. Alex, I do that with you, diba, off air. When you and Chopper are talking, I go, stop. Talk about it on air. I don't want to hear it. I want a natural reaction. Stop. Same thing I did with Tina. I didn't ask too many details because I was conflicted. I was like, should we talk about Kobe after he tragically died? Or should I just let you talk about it on your podcast or somewhere else? We'll confirm it here, but you can go into the details somewhere else.
Oh, saan di ba mag-gadget Kobe? Malay mo, alam mo naman si Kobe, scorers eh. Kobe scored!
Siyempre, like, yung nagluluksa yung asawa niya, di ba? Tsaka yung mga anak niya. Parang out of respect na lang dun sa asawa at anak. Like, you were the other lady. Like, ikaw yung naging side chick.
Well, she's not naman the other lady. Or she's whatever, a one-night
like,
lady.
She's a one-night stand na parang, alam naman natin na controversial si Kobe. Pero, like, huwag mo nang isipin si Kobe, wala na eh. Isipin mo yung asawa at saka yung mga anak.
Hindi, mas Kobe. Eh, yung nangyayari sa TikTok, yung meron yung joke sa TikTok, yung sumisirip na kunyari may kinakausap yung patay. No? Just imagine, si Vanessa will be sisilip doon. So, Kobe, I know, bumagsak ang helicopter, no? Pero I heard na naipag-sex ko kay Tony Wells. Di ba? Putang ina mo.
And I was like, nung nangyayari yung podcast na yun, anniversary pa kaya ni Vanessa at saka ni Kobe?
I don't know if it was their anniversary. I think it was Kobe Day or there was something. I don't think it was their anniversary, but I just kind of want to clear that part for all of the people that said I stopped listening.
Sana hindi na lang.
Because nagyayaba.
I'm gonna agree with the listeners there.
No. The listeners aren't saying sana hindi na lang yung pinag-usapan yung Kobe because he's dead. That was what I felt. What the listeners were upset about was how open she was talking about, like, nagyayabang.
I think it's her cadence and the way, because I was listening in on Zoom, like, the way she talks. So, it can really come across na ganon. So,
right, but that's why I'm saying off air, I told her, hey, when we get on air, the first thing we're talking about is your experience on the show. I don't know what it is, but kung sinabi mo, it changed your life and medyo... gumulo yung buhay mo. I want to know why. Kasi that's good material. That's good, diba? That's good on-air material. The thing is, I didn't know it was about her fucking Kobe. Mm-hmm. I completely forgot about that.
So ngayon, Alex, na alam mo na yon. Igigeso ba yung kakusapin mo about
that? Oh, ko. Mas gusto ko ngayon dito. Kasi fan ako ni Kobe. I want to know kung ano yung mga move niya.
These NBA guys, man. These NBA guys, we know. I mean, Chopper has a photo on the internet with her nakaakbay kay Kevin Durant. Like, you know, Kevin Durant's there, si Chopper nakaganyan sa likod niya. I want to ask Chopper, did he invite you to his hotel room?
No.
I mean, you know.
No, no, I left the place.
These guys, I know, but you don't just go up to a guy and grab him around the neck and ride him in the back or whatever the fuck it was. I mean, I think you're piggybacking.
It was a selfie. No, nakatayo ako because he was so tall. May stool doon. He got on the DJ's booth.
But naka-akbay ka.
Naka-selfie. Sarah, hindi ako naka-akbay. Like, naka-selfie ako but hindi pa uso noon kasi hindi pa iPhone. Like, BlackBerry and stuff. So, blurry. But he started singing or rapping and he was so lame. So, parang picture lang and then people were taking videos and stuff. It was just
But he allowed you to touch him.
Yeah, like, kasi nakahawak ako. Kasi
you're like this.
Ako. No, nakahawak ako sa shoulder. I don't know, like, but whatever, yeah.
No, but I mean, like, these NBA guys, they're looking for chicks. And Kobe was notorious for it. We talked about it. Now, I personally felt weird because he was dead, but I don't know if people care about that. We talk about Michael Jackson all
the
time.
It's not about them.
Michael Jackson has Michael Jackson.
I'm going to repeat, like, okay, it's not about the players that are players. It's about, like, yung wife and daughters niya nagluluksa for the loss of their dad. So, parang, dapat may preno.
Parang may limit yung ano yun, too soon.
Ganon.
Meron kami sa comedian, may mga comedians kasi na may certain o araw o panahon lang na soon, pero lumalagpas na siya.
In 2 years plus.
Oh, pass na eh. Medyo, in 2 years pag plus. Mga months pa lang yan, medyo maintindihan ako. Pero too soon. Pero wala pa lang umaamin na ipag-sex kay Magic Johnson, no?
10,000 women.
Wala pa ang nagkukwento, no?
10,000
no, kasi women. Alam nila mapapahamak sila because of...
Shit.
Sa bahay mo. All right, anyway, let's get going. Let's get going with our next caller. We're gonna talk to Kai. Kai is 34 years old, I believe. She's in Manila. Hi, Kai. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Hi.
I'm sorry, 32 years old. 32 years old. I'm sorry.
32.
Yeah. Hi, Kai.
Prime.
Yeah, 32. Hi. So, yeah, it's like this. My husband and I have been together for 15 years. 2007, boyfriend, girlfriend, pa. And then, intimate moments, syempre that time, matagal siyang mag-come that time. I mean, yung climax, syempre, iba pa noon, mas bata pa kami noon. So, kaya pa yan ng mga 2 rounds, ganun. Fast forward to 2016, we got married. And then, eto nga, ilang years na, as in, mabilis lang siya. Mag-climax. Pero ako, same din. Kasi feeling ko sexually compatible naman kami. So, para sa akin, okay lang. Kasi parang feeling ko kaya siya mabilis. Kasi kumbaga na-turn on pa rin siya. Parang ganun. Pero yung ano kasi, yung pagka mabilis niya is like mga 3 minutes lang.
Yeah.
Sobrang bilis.
Well,
sobrang bilis. Pero okay lang kasi nagka-climax naman kami parehas every time.
Ah, ano. Okay yun. Okay.
You're worried about his second round. Hindi na kaya ng round 2.
Hindi. Nagtatry din kasi kami magkaroon ng baby. I don't know if it's kaka-apekto ba yun or something or normal ba sa guys na sobrang bilis. Although, once a week naman yun na ginagawa.
Okay, so, let's, there are kind of a couple of things I want to bring up. Number one, 3 minutes. 3 minutes is on the low end of average. Okay, average, if it's just straight intercourse pumping, it's like the, that's yung pinakamabilis ng average. Huh? So, not, it sounds sobrang bilis, but it's not like outrageously quick. A quickie, 3 minutes, that's about
one
right.
Round ng boxing yun mo. One round of boxing.
And fuck, one round of boxing.
Lakal nun. Pagkalana, pag-rogi ka.
Yeah, have you tried one round of boxing? That shit is fucking tiring. It'll spend you, right? So,
chopper, pass.
So the 3 minutes, while it sounds really fucking awful, it's really not that bad. And if you were going to do a quickie, 3 minutes is kind of where you want to be anyway. So let's not kind of overdo it.
Luto na ang kanin sa rice cooker noon.
Yeah.
Grabe naman. Anong rice cooker yan? Mabili nga.
3 minutes. It's less than 3 minutes.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay, so he's quick, right?
Talagang binababa mo. Talagang binababa mo. Para mag-test talaga, no? Ang babae talaga magkukwento yan.
Actually, ang binado naman siya eh.
Now, is it 3 minutes in all positions? Because, like, if Chopper and I have sex, I know when she wants me to stop already, like so we can go to sleep, is when she tells me to go on top. She's like, go on top, naman, because she knows when I go on top, I'll do 3 minutes or maybe less, right? I could finish on top in 1 minute, right?
If you want to do talaga.
If I wanted to.
I can finish in less the...
Yeah, it's parang name that tune.
Ikaw, Alex!
It's like name that tune.
Ako, nasa transition, natatapos ako. Yung paglipat, okay na.
Nakalabas na yun.
Oops, oh,
sabi sa'yo, huwag na tayo maglipat. Sabi sa'yo, huwag tayo maglipat, malabas na eh. Nagkalat tuloy. Naanginan mo, naanginan, ang electric fan. Pak, tapos!
It's awful.
So is it in all? Because so if I'm on top, it could be less than 3 minutes. If Chopper's on top, she looks already as if I'm taking too long. Like it's so often where, because Chopper doesn't want to put as much work, I would say, right, babe, in the moving part. I think for all of the exercising you do throughout the day,
no,
sex is not one where you want to give too much effort, like exercise wise.
Hindi naman.
Yes, when you go on top,
performance level.
You'll go on top for 2 minutes. You'll go on top for 1 minute.
Not like, dress rehearsal, performance level opening night. Come on.
I don't know. You'll go on top and you will ride, but you'll do it only for a minute. And you're like, okay, gonna you go like that.
Baka leg day kasi yon, so my quads like fast.
You don't even want to do the bouncing thing. You know, my favorite move is when Chopper's on top and then she will bounce, not, you know, like, how's Alex?
Don't.
Take off the hoodie.
Don't.
You know when you're...
What's that? Let me draw that. Come on.
You know, like, halimbawa, magsa-squat ka. It's like if you're gonna squat.
Squat. Yeah, and then
just, like, but okay. Never does that because it's too much effort.
Like the up and down, the bounce?
That's my favorite. Like, that's my favorite.
That's so jiggly.
But I haven't had that in 10 years. Okay? Like, when we first got together...
The other night was like
no,
that.
You didn't. I asked you and you didn't do it. I said, can you just... And then you didn't. Like, you said, no. My knee hurts. Is there some shit? Anyway.
Never mind.
Anyway, my point is, you don't do it. But it's okay. I'm not complaining. It's just, that would be my preference. Now, if Chopper's on top, I can last maybe, I don't know what, babe, like 20, 30 minutes if I needed to.
Because I stop and pause and change and I do like reverse cowgirl.
Can I see? Can I see I the... Like, can I see?
Oh my God.
What is that? Yes. Well, I mean, yeah, that's
yeah,
my,
yeah, yeah, that's it,
yeah,
right?
That's a pretty good girl.
You're lying down.
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I know.
That's my favorite. So,
Okay, got it.
If we were in the position of normal cowgirl, I can do 30 minutes probably, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
If she's going to do the bouncing thing like that, that's probably, I'm going to last maybe 5 minutes. If yeah. we're in
no one can do that yeah. for 5 minutes.
No, a lot of people can do it for 5 minutes.
How do you know?
Well, what you think I'm a virgin?
Huh?
When I met
Kailan, like recently at this age?
No. Well, no, I'm not. Oh. I'm not talking about me. I'm on the receiving end.
Oh nga, but still.
Ikaw nga nagpo-post na every day about you working
out. So ikaw compare mo ko ganun.
Well, if it has to be.
Whatever.
So
he's sleeping alone tonight.
If we're like in doggy style, maybe I'll last, 10 minutes. So it's really, I think it's different in every position. Maybe I'm giving too much about Alex, are you faster?
Hindi, mag-share ka pa, babe. Sige lang.
Are you faster in a certain position, Alex, than you are in others?
I'm faster when it's not my wife. Other than that, I'm normal. Because it's in... joke lang yun, Chopper. Joke lang yun.
Nandaan mo sa joke. Oh my gosh.
See, it's funny when Alex says it. If I said that, I am.
Oh, you are so dead.
Yeah, no. Right. Ang faster, pag alam ko pag gusto ko makatapos na, it will be the missionary. Tama naman yun.
Yeah. So likewise.
It's the finishing move.
And I think pero it's because we're thrusting. We're in a thrusting position.
Oh,
versus,
tama. Lahat naman siya. Pag isang position lang na pam, maalabas talaga. Ibig sabihin, nagmamadali yun.
Yeah.
Pagka missionary, mas yan. Pero pag anong gusto natin maglaro, buta pag naglipat ka kasi, pag tumigil ka kasi, nawawala yung rhythm.
Yeah.
Parang nare-reset.
Nag-restart?
Right.
Tapos yung, pero minsan pag may doggy kasi na medyo ang ganda ng pagkaka, pak! Nako! Iba rin yun eh. Pak,
so,
this is it. Pag gumanon, may doggy kasi pag gumanon. Pag gumanon, ay nako.
Dapat yung doggy na nakababa.
What do you mean nakababa? What do you mean?
Like you start like that and then when you put
no,
my hips down.
No, show us.
No.
Nasa second floor ka, tapos nasa first floor yung ibang doggy.
No, I meant like you start like that tapos you pull my hips down.
Oh, nag-gets ko. Oh, yun. Binababa mo ng konti si girl. Parang ganon.
Mm-hmm.
Iba rin ang dating noon.
May pack factor din yun.
Pero may certain ano kasi pag gawing wetness.
Hold on, I'm taking notes.
Yeah, but you don't like doggy. Like you said,
at no point did I say I don't like doggy. I said I have a favorite. I'll take fucking anything.
ang woman on top, kaya ako matagal kasi gusto kong nakikita ko yung si girl.
Yes.
Na, I get too conscious.
Parang gusto mong magpaano.
You're too conscious. You have no problem with that. When you're looking in the mirror, when you're looking at yourself in the mirror, you're not getting conscious. It's the same thing.
Everything's jiggling.
That's the point.
Parang ganun sa ko, ay, pucha, I'm doing good. Kaya, di ba, parang I'm gonna prolong this. Pero pagka once na tumaob na, hindi ko na alam kung
I think we
siya.
Forgot that Kai is on the show. So, Kai, is there a position that your husband is most...
that lasts longer.
No, well, let's start with quickest or lasting longer, whatever. But you get what I mean.
Hindi kami masyado nagdi-discover ng positions eh.
Okay, well, that could be a problem.
That's where you should start.
How many positions do you guys do, you think, in total per session?
Wala, one lang.
What position? And what position is that?
Nakatayo siya sa bed. Tapos ako lang nakahiga. Kasi yung bed namin is, ano eh.
So, hindi kayo nag-aabot?
Well, it's
yung height ng bed niya is,
yeah,
namin
like
is personalized.
Japanese beds, like those kind of lower... Alex, thank you for the visual.
Sino mag-a-adjust? Yung nakatayo, yung nakababa.
So that's a thrusting position for him. And in a thrusting position, every guy is different. But, you know, Alex said it, I said it. In thrusting positions, we're going to last a much
Can we go back? Like, what do you mean thrusting position? Like,
when
guy
we have to thrust. Push. Alex, now can we have the visual, please?
When yung... Ano, parang... Yan.
Ba't kumakagat ka pa sa labi?
Maybe kung... Kailangan natin. This is may zoom tayo. May zoom. Elementary.
This is acting.
Bakit may feelings?
Buti hindi ako humarap. Sumayad ako eh.
Wow, he thinks wants to be... Naka full screen pa naman yung mukha mo kay Chopper. Nakita ko yung laptop ni Chopper na full screen. Alex.
Just
oh,
all right. Anyway, so I mean, listen, right there we can spot a possible problem, no, Kai. And if your issue is he comes too fast, and you know for a fact in the past he's been able to last longer, my next question, the obvious question is, well, in the past, were you doing more than one position?
Hindi kami masyado nag-ano.
No.
But you were doing more than
one. In the past, were you doing other positions, like when you first started?
Yeah.
So let's then just use typical math. If in the past he was able to last longer and you were exercising a variety of positions, and now he's lasting a shorter amount of time only in one position, a position that two testimonials on the show has told you that is a thrusting position. Most guys, I wouldn't say most guys, but at least us, the two of us, come at a very fast rate. Let's try new positions.
Okay.
Oh, tama, like variety. Para ibahin mo. Like, how do you guys usually start or initiate to have sex? Like, is it like, oh, I'm ovulating, so let's go? Or may warming up? Kung may warming up.
Wala eh, mag-aaya lang ganun.
How often are you guys having sex? How often?
Once a week.
Okay.
That means twice a month.
Okay, yeah, let's get more of it going. I think the more sex you have, the
more chances of having a baby.
But that's not your question, right? Your question is like you're going to do your best there. But yeah, absolutely, Chopper's right. But if your call is about time, duration, how long he's lasting, well, the more sex you guys have, the more time he will likely last.
It's like endurance. It's like you're building endurance kasi parang kung deprived, parang masyadong na-excite so masyado din nagka-come agad. You know?
Can you?
Once a week,
can I record that? Can I record that you said that?
This is recorded.
Can I play that back to you if ever?
When?
Yeah. Alex, anything for this girl?
Nasa ano talaga yun? Alam mo yung pag 3 minutes, okay, pasahin yun. Pero pag gusto mong ma-prolong, paghugot, sampalin mo yung edits. Mare-reset yun. Tapos, hindi, kailangan talaga magbago ng position for the guy. Lalo na para, kasi pag tuloy-tuloy yung pag-ayuda niya,
So may nagsabi sa chat, Alex and babe, like, may oral ba or sex na agad? Like, but okay.
Ako, nakakabilis nga lalo yun.
Yun nga, di ba? Nakakabilis yun. So dapat wag yun.
Wag naman wag yun. Right?
I mean, like, in the end, like, finisher or whatever.
No, I mean, you can start with oral, but make sure that he, see, this is how you, if somebody's coming fast, this is how I think you would like to do. Start with blowjob with the guy. Blowjob with the guy,
no,
and then.
Mas mabilis eh.
I know. Listen to me, love.
Ito na nga,
finish.
Ito na nga. Papunta na nga kami sa point.
Yeah, we're talking about finishing here. Let me finish this one. When you blowjob the guy, you blowjob for, say, 2 minutes, right until he's about to come, and then you stop. Then he goes down on you. So he is reset. So his dick already feels good. He knows what good feelings are like. When he starts going down on you and you hit the reset, all of a sudden, he's back to zero. But at least he got a nice taste. It felt good. All of that exciting stuff. He goes down on you. You get to have your orgasm, and then you go back to the penetrative sex. The penetration sex is not going to be in the same position that you guys are always doing it, the standing up, laying down by the bed. That's when you kind of change it up. Before you know it, 25 minutes, 30 minutes has passed already.
Oh, kasi nag-spend time kayo like sa oral sex.
Before you know it, napabayaan nyo na yung pamilya mo. Nag-focus ko sa sex.
Wala nang nagluto ng hapunan, yung mga ganun.
Yeah. Okay. Now listen, when Chopper and I have sex and I come fast, what do? I go, sorry po. Yeah, I do apologize. Yeah, I do apologize. But it's funny because if she comes fast, that's like I'm happy. Like it makes me feel better when she comes fast.
Because we don't reset it. It's like if women come fast, like you guys can keep going.
Well,
you know?
No, but sex won't stop if we don't come. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Sex won't stop if we don't come. Like, I think there are sessions where females, like, if they don't come, it's still okay. Like, it's okay. This is still a win. For us guys, if we don't come, it's a frustrating fucking reality, right? So, you know, there's that element to it.
Alam mo, maganda dito sa usapan natin, Kai, pagka mabilis mag-sex ang, ano mo, mas... Ito, based on experience to. Halimbawa, napapasobra sa sex. Halimbawa, sex. Tapos matagal siyang labasan pag lagi nang naipag-sex. Halimbawa, hindi man sa'yo, mahuhuli mo pagka meron eh. Halimbawa, nag-sex ka, tapos ang tagal. Ibig sabihin yan, ano yan. Pero pag lagi nilalabas na sa'yo, ibig sabihin, pucha, gigil yan talagang. Kaya yun na lang ang dignan mong bright side niyan. Kasi ang lalaking naipag-sex palagi, tumatagal yung paglabas eh. Di ba yung second round matagal? Yung third round matagal? Tapos pag araw-araw, nako. Yeah.
More sex, siyan. Better time, duration, and all that stuff. And everybody just wins. Everybody's happier.
Oh.
Got a guy, we had like our first call, spending $2,000 a month just to get to a level that you guys can get to if you just.
Wala talaga kayong satisfaction mga tao. Masakit ang ulo.
You know, honestly, it is kind of crazy, right? Our first caller is spending a crazy amount of money because he wants to have sex. And then you get a married couple who's barely having any sex, barely having any variety. If everybody just kind of understood how good it felt and what they want and how often they want it, and everybody was open about it, honestly, life becomes a lot easier to get through. You're not spending $2,000 on fucking strangers possibly getting an STD and having meaningless sex. And then you have this girl who's getting 6 minutes a month. I mean, come on, guys. Use your brains a little bit.
Yes.
6 minutes a month.
6 minutes a month? That's two songs.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's crazy talk.
So dapat may playlist ka, Kai, para alam mo kung parang, uy.
Oh, wag lang American Pie, 7 minutes ang tagal nun. Saka yung kay Paul McCartney, yung Silly Love song.
The Harry Styles one, what's that song? That's a fucking 7 minute song. I love that song, but I can't. What's the name of that song that we played on the radio all the time if we wanted a long song that Harry Styles? I love that song.
New Santi song?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the
time of the life. Iba mo pag nag-sex may song kayo.
No.
May background song.
We don't do music.
Hindi na
umaabot
doon. Dati, nagkaganon siya. Si setup niya.
No,
may candles.
Ako, this is
speaker. My playlist.
This is last.
Like when we were in New York.
First of all, this is last night.
When we were living there.
This is last night.
Oh, don't talk about last night. Ay, nako.
This is last night. Where?
Stop it.
I don't want to.
Yan, Kai, yan yung playlist mo.
No, this is not action. Yo, this is slow. This is no thrust.
Ako, may nakasex ako dati. Sumutok ko gano'n. Cry for help.
Taking your time, like, hope you're wearing kissing. Your best clothes. Yan. That's taking off your clothes. You can't bribe the door
on your way to the sky. This is probably a death song. We're talking about it as a sex song. You
look parang yung nasa heaven ka.
Sounds like somebody probably fucking died.
Alam mo, matagal niya labasan. Kaya lalabasan ako dito. At malulungkot yung edits ko.
Yeah, yeah. Especially this part.
Parang magtasayot ang edits ko. This is not the right time, boss. Why are we
always stuck and running from the big bang? The big bang. What about the crack the shutters? Yon, gusto ko yon.
No, it's too romantic.
Crack the shutters.
Yeah. Ako nga may ex ako nag-sex kami habang tumutugtog yung Cry for Help ni Rick Astley.
Matatanda naman ako, hindi ko alam yan.
It's all I need. Hindi ko talaga napatay kasi nga Cry for Help.
I wonder if how many people out there had sex.
Body is a wonderland. Yan talaga yung John Mayer yon, na.
Yeah, but I wonder how many people had sex with the wrong song. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Like just the wrong song playing. Like
diba, lift up your hands.
You were in the middle of having sex and all of a sudden,
what's this, Selena? Ano to?
Dance with my father.
Oh my God.
You're looking for your phone to turn off the song, but you're too late because you're already.
Back when I was a child.
Okay, anyway, Kai, please, variety in positions. Just
make out, make out.
Let's even
start. Hindi kita malilimutan, para unforgettable section. Hindi kita.
Yan yung mga nililibing
eh. Malilimutan.
Yan yung mga nililibing.
Pero ano yung 3 minutes is okay pa kaya. Pero lagyan mo ng variation, may extend yan, promise. Oh,
parang yung goal is 4 minutes, tapos 5 minutes.
O kaya maglabas ka ng picture ng lola mo. Would the extend yan. Paglitan! Itong maglalakbay ay makakarating din sa paroroko na
All right, thanks, Kai. Have a good day.
Thank
good
you.
Good luck to you.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
Mo, ang sinesearch mo yung color me bad, yung I wanna sex you up.
Not color it red.
Color it red. Color me bad.
I wanna sex you up. And yeah, imagine DJ ka, nakalimutan mo yung color it red. Not, or you mixed up color it red with color me bad. So you're like, oh, you're everybody's sexy song.
Okay, nag-come na ako. Nag-come na.
Nakarating na rin ako.
Alright, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we have more of the show.
So bad.
You're listening to Good Times with the Podcast, Year 11, Episode Number 34. We'll see you again back after this. Bye.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.